It's time for our pit stop. Here, we take a brief rest. It's a time to refuel, recharge, and explore shorter topics that are meaningful and helpful to us RVers. Welcome to RV Out West. I'm your host, Brooks. About a month ago, in episode 95, I shared about a memorable road trip that I had been on. It was also then that I kicked off a new segment for a show where I ask you to share with us and our community about a time you have taken a memorable road trip. Well, you showed up and shared. I feel honored that you've shared your stories, and I'm excited to share what you all had to say in this Pit Stop episode. Thank you to all those who visited the website and shared their story. The next question that I'd like for you to share about for your experiences is to tell us about the first time you visited a national park. Please visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question in the menu bar. Now, here's what you all had to say about a memorable road trip that you have taken.
Okay, this was in the summer of 2001. I was traveling across country with my cousin on our bicycles. We left from Oregon and went to Maine, and this happened when we were in New York State. We were keeping tabs on Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France, and he was going to win it, and we were just wanting to come find a bar and have a beer and watch him come into Paris and get his big award. And we were in the Adirondacks, and I picked out a little town called Newcomb, New York. We rode there just in time for lunch. And then we stopped at this bar, and we walked in our spandex and our clickety-clackety shoes, and there's a bunch of good old boys sitting at the bar. NASCAR was on. My cousin asked the bartender if she could put on the Tour de France, and she looked at him and said we had to be crazy if she was going to change that channel. And everybody just turned and looked and stared at us. And made us feel very uncomfortable. So we walked right out that door and did not get to see the end of the Tour de France. But we had a good burger at the little diner up the road and then went on our way. That's the story.
My wife and I in 2014 were married and kitted out an E350 XL Ford van. We toured the West and hit many of the beautiful national parks. We went over through Yellowstone and down through arches and had an absolute blast checking out rivers and creeks around the West. Wonderful dog and wife just absolutely loved camping beside fantastic surf spots in California. We came up the 101 back into Oregon and did an absolute great tour up in the San Juan Islands. It was a blast. We ended up spending 4 months on the road and camped almost every night, had such an amazing time.
You know, we've been on some epic RV road trips since we've had our different campers down to Utah to see Zion, Bryce, Grand Canyon, Sequoia in California, Redwoods, Yosemite. But nothing beats that local trip 30 minutes away with, you know, some great friends, a group of five or six of you with all your campers out there. But the key piece of this is having a game of Warshers there. You know, once you get Warshers going, the competitive spirit comes out, trash talk comes out, a few cold ones. And beating down the host of this podcast in a game of Warshers is one of my favorite things. You know, that's my favorite trip right there.
But my memorable road trip happened about 25 years ago when my wife and I were living in San Francisco. We were dinks back then, and we had come to own a 1975 Chevy van that had been lovingly hand-converted into a camper van by a family in the East Bay many moons earlier. Most every weekend, my wife and I would plan a van trip to one of the endless destinations around the city. This particular weekend, we were headed to Yosemite, and my cousin happened to be in town, so he joined us, which meant setting up a camping chair in between the two front seats of the van because there were no other seats. We were having a great road trip up to the park, but sometime after dark, we realized that we're having to almost scream at each other to keep our conversation going. That's because the engine noise was getting louder and louder. At almost that exact moment of realization, there was a loud scraping sound, and when I looked out my side mirrors, I saw sparks flying from underneath the van like the 4th of July. I pulled over and peeked under the van to see that the weld that held the tailpipe to the engine block had slowly and then suddenly failed, so my van engine was no longer muffled. Thankfully, we were all safe, and once we identified the problem, we lowered the tailpipe and muffler to the ground and kept it for the repair job later. Needless to say, we were not popular when we rolled into a dark and sleepy campground after midnight with a roaring loud V8 engine. Good times and good memories with my wife and my cousin, who is also the host of this podcast.
I want to give a quick shout out to my cousin because you know what? I remember that trip, and those are those memories that are what make road trips so memorable. Thanks for sharing, cuz. And to everybody else, thank you for sharing. I want to remind you to please share with us and answer this next question. Please visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question to share with us about the first time you visited a national park. You only have 90 seconds, so be succinct, but please share. Again, visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question. Thank you again for listening to RV Out West. I sincerely appreciate it. Please give RV Out West a follow on Facebook and Instagram so you can interact with us and follow along on each other's adventures. Please share with your RVing friends and family about this podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Next Monday's episode is a doozy. It will be my 100th episode, and I am planning to do that first Destinations episode of 2024 with a focus on Bend, Oregon. This recreational playground has something for everyone, for those seeking adventure, to those who love to find fun places to eat. Plus, Bend is quite a beer town. There is just so much to see and do here, we are going to talk about it all. I'm so excited to share this great episode. Thanks so much for listening to RV Out West. Join us again next week. Please like and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you choose to get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. I sure would appreciate it if you left a rating or a review of the show. Special thanks to Scott Holmes Music for providing us the intro song, We Are One. RV Out West can be found on Instagram and Facebook, where you can interact with us and follow along on our RV adventures around the Pacific Northwest. So get out there, explore, and go see what's beyond the horizon.